Everybody's got an opinion these days about politics and campaigning. Bob Roberts is a new movie about contemporary politics written and directed by and starring Tim Robbins. Film critic John Powers has a review.
Although Hollywood is run by liberals, Dan Quayle's right about that at least, it's rare to see a genuinely left-wing film. For every picture like Salvador, there are dozens of thrillers about vigilante cops, many starring good Republicans like Bruce Willis or Arnold Schwarzenegger. All of which makes Bob Roberts a remarkable debut for Tim Robbins. This bleak send-up of American politics may be the most nakedly left-wing Hollywood movie since Reds. Bob Roberts is a fake documentary about an imaginary Senate race in Pennsylvania just before the Gulf War. Liberal incumbent Brickley Paste, played by novelist Gore Vidal, is being challenged by Bob Roberts. He's a millionaire folk singer whose songs praise greed and celebrate lily-white Americana. In his music, the rebellious populism of a Woody Guthrie or Bob Dylan is used not against power, but for it. Guthrie's "This Land Is Your Land" becomes simply "This Land Is My Land." You see, the candidate Bob Roberts is less a man than a cynical construction. He's a Yale grad and Wall Street whiz who pretends to be ordinary folk. And though he's hollow and ambitious, he gets away with his sham. Why? Because both the public and big media are content to be suckered by whichever hustler can manufacture the most comforting imagery. It's worth noting, by the way, that this very same story was told a whole lot better in an old Andy Griffith movie called A Face in the Crowd, which is available on video. I know satires aren't supposed to be fair, but they do need to keep surprising us. In This Is Spinal Tap, dozens of perfectly observed bits of behavior kept deepening our feeling for the band members. This sense of detail is what's missing from Bob Roberts, which has lots of pointed laughs in the first quarter hour, then degenerates into a ham-fisted tract. Robbins just can't stop spelling things out. For instance, when Brickley Paste offers this take on his opponent.
I get vibrations from Mr. Bob Roberts of a very disturbing sort. I haven't any idea who he is. I haven't any idea what he's like. I don't think I'm supposed to have any idea. I know that he proved to be a master of pushing racist buttons and sexist buttons, this and that. The politics of emotion, he's very good at that. What's behind it? I don't see anybody at home. But I will say that once or twice in the course of our debate, I detected a slight whiff of sulfur in the air.
You can hear from that amusing patrician drawl that Gore Vidal is at the top of his form. And why not? He's always dreamed of becoming a world-weary senator, and here he gets to play one. In fact, the senator's ruminations sound less like any living politician than Vidal's own essays in The Nation. This movie will appeal to many liberals and leftists, not only because it echoes their ideas, but also, sadly, because it panders to their prejudices. Bob Roberts views people on the right as little more than boobs and slobs and victims and schemers. Now, I'm aware that very few filmmakers these days have the guts to tackle any kind of political theme. And I'm also aware that Tim Robbins deserves credit for trying to show how politics has become a shadow play controlled by the rich and powerful. But this movie isn't the triumph all the hype may suggest. Bob Roberts the movie is as cliched, propagandistic, and yes, as complacent as Bob Roberts, the scheming right-wing folk singer who's only looking out for himself.
John Powers is a cultural reporter for LA Weekly and writes about film for New York Magazine. Bob Roberts co-star Gore Vidal will join us tomorrow.